You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Right, normally at this time we do something political, but what we thought we would do is discuss what's happening in Mozambique. And Cyclone Idai has left some 1.85 million people in dire need of assistance in Mozambique. Many areas are still not accessible. UN Chief Antonio Guterres issued an urgent appeal for aid to countries affected by the cyclone. He's named senior officials to coordinate the relief efforts in Mozambique, hit hardest by the disaster, which also took a heavy toll on Zimbabwe and Malawi. Our Eyewitness News team, they're on the ground there in Mozambique. They've been everywhere. They've been to hospitals, to relief camps, to farming areas. And we've been trying to get a hold of our reporter, Ahmed Kaji, but unfortunately at the moment, it's unless you go to the main airport in the capital, it's absolutely difficult to get hold of them. So what we thought we would do is talk to him earlier on over WhatsApp, and we've recorded a voice note report just for you.
Cleanup operations have started in the city of Beira. Heavy moving vehicles are moving dried up trees to the side of the road and into dump trucks, which are stationed in the city. The extreme weather from the cyclone pushed a lot of sand into the city. The sand in the middle of the roads has now gone because of the traffic on the main roads in and around the city. The cost for the city to recover and rebuild from this disaster is going to be extremely high. For the next 3 months alone, the UN says it will need just over $280 million. This is to help the country recover from the disaster. Now, the UN funding for Mozambique will be used to provide water, sanitation, education, and restoring the livelihoods of the hundreds of thousands of people that have been displaced. The EWN team accompanied the gift of the givers to the central hospital in Beira. The trauma unit is the only functioning part of the hospital. The surgery wing and recovery room has been completely flooded and the roof destroyed. Now, with water all over the corridors, nothing of substance can be done. The gift of the givers has estimated the cost to repair the roof alone to be in excess of 1 million rand. That seems like a drop in the ocean to what's needed overall, but will go a long way in helping millions of people in the coming years. They're planning on rebuilding it completely so they can leave a legacy in the city beyond their stay that compromises of relief efforts. Roofs of houses in the city remain damaged, with some walls collapsing after trees fell on them. The United Nations yesterday released figures stating that just under 2 million people have been displaced in Mozambique alone. Thousands of people in Buzi are being brought up to Beira to relief camps. EWN spent a night in the village of Estaquinha. This is about 100 kilometers west of Beira. Their houses have been damaged severely, with some houses destroyed completely. Other people have been displaced because their houses were on low ground and their villages washed away. Relief efforts have been taking them food on higher ground where they managed to get to before the flooding. Now, speaking about relief camps that have been set up to help people who have been displaced, schools in the city have been used as shelter and relief centers. Classrooms are full of people, mostly women and children. Desks and chairs are being used by some women, whilst others are sitting on the floor. A refugee-style relief camp has been set up near the airport for people from Buzi who have lost their houses and belongings due to the flooding. They've been transported by boat and helicopter, thanks to all the relief organizations in the city.
That was our reporter, Ahmed Kaji. He's been in Beira and all sorts of other areas as well.